Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
No, it was not. It was not. It was not. It was not a big penis. We got into the bed,
yeah.
And he pulled his dick out,
and
he talks dirty. He's like, a dirty talker.
Marianne, you have an interesting sex toy story, right? Because didn't you have a dildo that exploded in you?
Yes, I did.
Hey guys, well, I have a surprise. It's not me alone. I know I talked about this a long time ago, having my girlfriends on the podcast. A couple gals couldn't make it, but we have the naughtiest, dirtiest little sluts here. So that's all that we care about. And tonight's theme is they're using code names. You guys already know my name, Layla London, of course. And we have Ginger and Marianne. So for those of you that aren't up to speed on that, that's from Gilligan's Island. All right. Are you two naughty girls ready? All right. So I want to talk. First thing I want to know, ladies, is... Well, first I want to talk about Ginger's sex from last night.
Yes.
And this morning.
Well.
Oh, you had it this morning too.
I did have it this morning. Okay, so what do we want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about... Give me the overall lay of the land, and then I'll interject with questions.
So... Okay.
Was it big?
No, it was not. It was not. It was not.
Okay.
It was not a big...
When you pulled,
it was not a big
when
penis.
When there was the big reveal, were you disappointed?
However, here's the thing. It was with somebody that I've known for a really, really long time. And so there was a certain amount of anticipation.
Yeah.
And I went to his house, and I knew that we were going to have sex.
Yeah.
And I've had sex with him before.
Oh, okay. So you already knew what you were into.
I kind of did. I kind of remember, okay. But maybe not.
All right.
I kind of forgot for just a second until he pulled his dick out. And I just went through a breakup. So I was feeling kind of like, okay, I just went through a breakup and I'm going to rekindle with a guy from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's the first time that I've been to his house. And so I went to his house and I was a little bit like, okay, I'm kind of tired, but whatever.
Okay. We got there. Fast forward to the sexy parts.
Okay. We got into the bed.
Yeah.
And he pulled his dick out.
And
he talks dirty.
Really?
Dirty.
What did he say?
He's like, a dirty talker. I want to fuck you. And I know you're my fucking cock in you.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
What did you say?
Anyways,
what'd
yes.
You say back?
Put your cock in me right now. So I was super horny. He has a small dick, but it doesn't matter because it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so he fucked
hard
me.
Is good. Hard is good. Yeah.
Hard is good.
Yeah.
Actually, a very hard dick is actually a really good thing.
A super hard
we
dick.
We need it. It has to be kind of hard,
right,
you guys.
A long semi-flaccid.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you need to do Viagra or Cialis, do
Whatever. Do it.
Because it does need to be hard. Hard makes all the difference.
I'd like to make a point right now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys. Because it's mostly guys that listen to this podcast. Listen, if your wiener isn't working the way it's supposed to, you know, your wiener is the canary in the coal mine. I would like to give a PSA right now. If it's not as hard as it should be, go to the fucking doctor. It doesn't matter.
We don't give a shit.
I don't care if you're taking...
I don't care.
Cialis.
Go to Mexico. Wherever. Just get
You can get
it
for cheaper in Mexico. We want a fucking rock hard... penis.
Get some medicine.
Yes.
Doctor in Mexico, just get some fucking medicine.
Yeah.
So
okay.
it was a small penis, but it was really hard.
Yeah. Okay.
And he talks dirty.
I love dirty talk.
So let me tell you, a woman does not want to have a silent man. You need to
Make
talk to her.
Anyways. I know.
You need to talk about what your dick's going to do to her. You need to talk about her, how her clit
there
feels, how her vagina feels.
Yes.
Like, fucking fuck her and make
sure
your dick is hard.
That's
and he did it. It was small, but it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
And then he fucked me again in the morning.
There you go.
And it was good.
Yes.
It was good.
Was it hard?
He pinched my nipples really hard.
Oh, I love that.
No.
I do.
I like it.
I know.
Bite him. Right? Was it That'll put me on the edge. Oh my God, no. That make me come so. Oh, yes. I
love if
that.
It's nighttime and I'm drunk, it might put me over the edge. Not in the morning.
First. I have to be like super turned on and then comes the nipple. Don't do my nipples first. No, God damn it, don't do my nipples first.
Thank you, Marianne. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. That's Marianne. Sorry. Right,
Marianne. Ginger says just fuck it, twist it, lick it, and rub it down.
Marianne likes it. Be turned on and then go into the nipples.
Okay. All right.
You want nipples?
Ginger just wants to be fucked.
Layla is trying to pass over what Marianne wants.
No, hold on. All right, we gotta move on to our next question. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll go for hours. next question, gals. Ass play. Who's an ass play fan here?
I like my ass licked.
Ginger does.
Yes.
Ginger likes her ass licked and maybe a little bit of finger inside a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Marianne likes some lickage, but. Lots of lube.
On your ass.
Yeah.
You like some butt play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gentle butt play.
Gentle. Yeah. But lots of lube if you want to penetrate it.
Okay. Lots of lube. Yeah, that's right. I know. Hey, the dry entry doesn't work. None of that. Mm-mm.
I think you should blow in the fucking rectum.
Blow?
What?
Blow.
like air?
Hold on.
Yes.
What? Wait. I haven't tried that. I've never tried that. What?
Stop.
For you or for him?
Blow. Wait. I want my ass. I want them to blow. Okay. There's something to be said about a nice, cool breeze.
Wait. Against you it lick, or like in it?
You lick and you suck it and then you...
On the outside.
On the outside.
Not blowing.
Not in. No. I'm sorry.
That's gotta come out.
Yes. No.
Which is getting me onto another subject. Ginger. We're gonna get into everything.
Okay.
Who's past guest?
Never.
Me. I never. I. Okay. This is Ginger.
Ginger.
I was doing reverse cowgirl. And I was in Cabo. And I was doing, we were drank a lot. A lot. Yeah. And we had already been fucking. He already had me from behind. And so he was already doing doggy style. So there was already air. Except for the air didn't come out of my vagina.
It wasn't a queef.
Seriously, it wasn't a queef.
What was it?
I think I had some flatulence. I think I may have just like fucking passed gas when I was doing reverse cowgirl. And it does happen, guys.
I fuck a lot. It's never happened.
I was so fucking embarrassed. I was so embarrassed and he didn't say a fucking word and I didn't say a word and I kept fucking his dick. And nobody said anything.
Everybody's just like, let's just blow right past that.
Okay, I am sorry, but we had to talk about it. But it does happen. It has nothing to do with anything other than I had no idea it was even coming. I didn't know it was even going to happen.
Did he still come?
I think he did. And I did. But by the way, I left the next day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we never talked again.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about sex toys. And specifically, I know that Marianne... You have an interesting sex toy story, right? Because didn't you have a dildo that exploded in you?
Yes, I did.
What?
What? So this is like 5 years ago when I was like a major stoner, right? I didn't start smoking weed until I was like of a certain age, like... Oh, much older.
We don't talk much older.
Much older is like then, 29.
No, yeah, whatever. 86, whatever.
Yeah.
And then whatever. I was in my weed smoking stage, and one of the people that worked for me gave me a plug-in vibrator.
Uh-huh.
And so I was having fun those times. Like, wasn't really, you know. Like,
were you by yourself?
Were you high?
No, I had a. Guy.
He had a friend.
A friend.
A friend with benefits.
And so I'd like smoked a bunch of weed and we were doing it and his, oh my God, he had the ginormous wiener. Ginormous. Wow. And so
how
we.
How big?
One of the biggest.
Girth, because girth is my favorite.
Beyond girth.
Oh.
I need girth.
No.
One of the biggest.
No, he can't have a girth that big.
No, beyond
like
big.
Like that size.
Yeah, beyond big.
Okay.
And so he did, you know, he had already came. He did come for me.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to keep trying. And so I, my vibrator that I plugged into the wall and I'm, you know, going to town. And it was so funny, goddammit. So we're going to town and he's sitting there trying to like participate and I'm like just trying to finish, goddammit.
Wait, he's participating. How's he participating?
Well,
Hello, it's Layla. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just have one quick announcement and I'm so excited about it. I'm almost finished with my free sex bucket list tutorial. I just want you to know if you want to be notified as soon as it launches, all you have to do is go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on sign up under exclusive access to unpublished content. You'll be the first notified when it's available and I'm so excited for you to give it a try. All right, now back to the show.
Nipples, sucking my nipples, and rubbing, and you're doing whatever, and you're fucking yourself. I'm like, oh God, please. I'm so high.
I'm incredibly high.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just want to fucking come. I just want to come.
You got the fucking vibrator.
Yeah,
going.
No, I'm the vibrator is doing its, doing its thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something short circuits and fireworks fly out of my crotch. Fireworks out of my crotch. Well, I'm high. And I cannot stop fucking laughing. My crotch just turned into the 4th of July. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God.
What happened?
No, everything stopped. It was like, Fireworks, and then everything was dead.
Did you get hurt?
I was dying laughing. Are you kidding? Okay. What would you do?
So her dildo blew up on her. That's what happened, the gist of this.
It exploded in your pussy.
And it wasn't because you were having an explosive orgasm.
And it was dark in the room. It wasn't like we were in the daylight. It was dark in the room. So it was like, it was the 4th of July coming out of my crotch. And I'm high. So imagine how hard you would laugh.
And then what? And then what? And then what?
I gave up.
Okay.
You didn't come?
I gave up.
Okay.
After all that, you didn't have an orgasm?
No.
You have to pay attention to the interviewer. Okay. Who's been with a woman?
Oh, well, Ginger.
Ginger's been with a woman.
Yeah.
And you licked her pussy.
How many pussies have you eaten?
What do they taste like?
Wait.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Marianne.
I've been with a couple.
What's a couple?
How many?
Two.
Okay. Two women.
I mean, I've kissed. I've made out with more.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
But I have been with. I've been with two. Okay.
You've licked two pussies.
Now, did you make them come?
I've licked two pussies. I fucked one pussy with my strap on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the pussies that you liked, did you make them
come? Yes.
You did?
So yes!
You're good.
So what you do is you do what you like. Right. So I know what
I
like.
I think women would be
yes.
good. This
so
is why I want to be with
I know
woman.
What I like, and so finish. I just kind of do yes. what I like. And so I know how I want the vibration.
How do you like it? Tell me how
I know how I like the vibration. I know I like my clit sucked.
Okay, wait. I like my clit sucked and vibrated on. Can we stop right there? I have to make a point. I don't understand why guys don't fucking get this. Stop watching fucking porno.
My husband does.
Lick and suck. Hoover that shit.
You don't. We don't want like. We want it fucking sucked on.
I don't need
suck
your
on
face
it.
Going side to side, north, south, east, west. Like you're trying to cover the whole United States.
Marianne Skipper, get in there and suck that shit.
Layla does this thing where he sucks it in,
and then.
Your husband, Skipper. We're calling him Skipper. We're not gonna
Marianne.
Call him. Right, Skipper.
He sucks it in his mouth and then he goes like a little bit of his tongue. And sucks a little bit of his tongue. Beyond. No.
No.
Trust me, it is amazing.
Oh, you like it?
Yes. No.
He
sucking.
Oh, he does suck it.
He licks.
Yes.
He sucks. Yeah, he sucks it in where it's like tight and like sucked in, and then it's like, yes.
Okay, that's
amazing.
Good. I know.
The first time you ever did it,
sucking it in.
Let's have a toast to
sucking it in.
There we go. Cheers to Skipper.
Cheers to Skipper.
First time you ever did it, I was like, what the? How do you know to do
and
that?
And he's younger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Younger than me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
My husband is younger than me.
And her husband, her husband's a freak. He likes to freak it with her. He likes it.
He
wants his wife to freak it. That's amazing.
I love it. Okay.
Okay, so we want to suck it. You guys need to suck the clit. I've been with a few and I fucked.
Ginger's been with a few. Okay. Yeah. And tell me about the strap-on portion of that, of those encounters.
Okay, well, do we want to know about the strap-on that I put on for the guy or the strap-on I put on for the...
Love Ginger.
Oh, I love it. Ginger.
Because you little fuckers. Guys. How about you guy? I mean, okay, so here's the thing. The guys... Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call you that. You're not.
Ginger's,
you're not that.
Ginger's been drinking.
But I've had some...
What?
Duck corn. Listen... You guys, it's okay if you guys want to have some play with your asshole and have it from a female. That's totally all right. Because there's a lot of you guys that want your asshole to be played with.
It's okay, you can mix it.
Well, we're talking about what I did with the girls.
Yeah, there we go.
It was in Vegas.
Oh, you were at a sex...
I wasn't. I was just, we were just in Vegas. And we were in Vegas, and my friend and I and some other people, and we were drinking a lot. And the next thing you know, the guy, it was ended up being a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another, and I just kind of put a strap on and I fucked.
You pegged him?
No.
No, her.
I've picked
okay.
her.
See, but that would not be bad, though. Like, if it was a
girlfriend. But she's super sexual. Like, it's a friend of mine that's super, super sexual. She's not somebody that I've known forever. She's someone I've known for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
And the way that I met her, like, in the single arena, and she's super sexual.
Okay.
So it all kind of made sense.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't know her in the, like, how I know Marianne or, you know. It was a different environment. And
right.
So doing that was it was like no problem making her like have an orgasm.
And she had one.
She had several.
Did it turn you on when she did?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But yes.
I think it's hot. I mean, actually, yeah. I think that's, I mean, like mm-hmm. if someone else is, just in any sexual act. When you're whoever the
but she's super super sexual.
Yeah.
She's got really big, huge natural breasts, and she's really pretty, and she loves sex like
there
I
you
do.
Go.
So we both
good for
it worked.
You like her? Okay.
It worked.
All right. Now, so I haven't been with a woman. The listeners know that. And Marianne, you have not.
No.
But you used to tell me that you wanted a woman to go down on you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's just never happened.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you had the opportunity.
And Skipper's
there. If the circumstances were right. If Skipper's there.
If Skipper's there.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. This would be the perfect situation. Skipper's there.
Yeah.
And me. And we meet some random. Like, I can't know her.
Right. You're never going to see her again.
No.
That's what I see. Perfect.
You know, everyone
right.
is
I can
see
never
her
see
again.
Her again.
Yeah.
And so then we meet some girl. She's our third. In Spain, let's say. And...
put it out there in the universe, and it will happen.
Right, I'm gonna
put
be there in 3 days, and so is she. And
exactly.
So,
So
we, do whatever, and I could make out with her.
Uh-huh.
I could lick her nipples.
Yeah,
that would all
point.
Turn me off. Yeah,
the waist
that would all
okay.
turn me
yeah.
off. And then she could only go down on me.
Yeah.
And, like, do whatever. And
Skipper
could
watch
Could only
it.
Watch. He could only watch.
Yeah.
He cannot F her. He could not, do whatever with her. But, thank you. But he could watch all of it.
Yeah,
he could watch all of it.
There.
So Skipper could watch all of it. He could maybe kiss her. Maybe. No. Probably not.
Kissing's too personal.
No. Skipper
no,
could
he doesn't need to kiss her.
Skipper,
fuck that.
Skipper can watch.
He can fucking smack her ass or something.
Right. No.
He's not going to kiss her. He can maybe smack her ass.
Right. No, he can smack her ass.
No, no kissing. Yeah. Kissing's too fucking personal. Mm-hmm. Don't let his lips touch her fucking body.
Oh, wait. Hold on. And the other thing I would do is I would scissor with her.
Scissor.
Oh!
She's like,
do you want to scissor with?
Is that grindy?
I can scissor.
Is that grindy?
Marianne wants to bump up. You want to bump? You want to rub clit?
I can scissor with her, yes.
Yeah.
I've never scissored.
I would scissor.
I never scissored.
Marianne would scissor.
I have fucked a girl. But I haven't scissored.
I know.
I could scissor.
I'm going to scissor.
Did you scissor?
Okay, that's on my bucket list.
Here we go.
Add it.
Thank you, Marianne.
I'm scissoring.
Okay.
All right. Cheers to scissoring.
Here we go. Cheers. All right. Now, who's had some BBC?
Never?
Just myself and
Wait,
Marianne.
Can you say what it is again? Well, he was half.
Yeah, so was mine.
He was a half black. Okay. I don't know how big he was, though. I don't think he was that big. It wasn't like a really big one.
Okay.
like a really black.
No, I was in love
big
with my
purple.
Guy.
No. Yeah.
Oh, you were?
You remember that was a boyfriend.
Oh.
You met him.
I
know.
I loved him.
Oh.
He was big. He was a big dude. Tall.
How was that?
Yeah.
That's why you loved him, because it was a big black.
The lower half was white.
Oh! Then it wasn't the BBC!
Okay, then it wasn't
BBC.
Well, it wasn't. It was still big. I've had bigger. It was long and like thick.
The lower half was white.
Then it's not.
Okay. You did.
But I've had bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had bigger white guys. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he wasn't a big black hawk.
Not what
Isn't
I,
that
I,
that
I
is?
Was afraid
a
of it.
A black hawk?
So I want to say, okay, so.
I. Oh.
Don't touch my
I haven't had a big black hawk.
No.
I need to have it. I need to have it.
Okay, so on
Can
this,
I have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
so
I'm going
to
have it.
On my sex bucket list, one of the things I wanted to do was I'd never been with an African American guy.
Okay, I
wanted
either.
To do that, and I did. And actually, I still see him. His name's D. He's on my, on the website with the guys. He's a lot of fun. He's great sexually, and he just happens to have a huge, huge one. I think I'm gonna try to think here. It's because it's. I think it's long, not too long, because we're all the internally from
your cervix will
your
start.
Cervix, we're all the same, like
right. No, I don't want it long.
No,
I want
it
thick.
That's what
like long and like
his
it's good,
his
but
his is thick, but his is girthy, nice and girthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best, and so
yes, girth is the best.
So there's a stereotype out there that. African American guys have really thick cocks.
Mm-mm.
And it just so happened that I, the first guy, the first African American guy I've been with, D, has a really nice thick one. And it's very fun and I do enjoy it. Except for blowjobs are really hard because you get it in there. It's hard to do. And
is it that thick?
It's that thick. You cannot, it's just hitting your teeth. I mean, it has nowhere to go. You're like, you can't get it in there.
How?
So,
show me
how
to
you try your best. It's like you do what you can. I'm sure there's techniques. I'm just I've got my BBC training wheels on, so I don't know. Okay, we talked about now I know anybody here besides me been to sex parties or swingers parties?
Hi.
Of course, Ginger.
Ginger.
Ginger. Mary
Ginger.
One.
Ginger is a little slut. Ginger's been to a sex party in several cities.
Yes. Good for you.
Well, Marianne wanted to go to the one that Ginger recommended in Miami.
Well, Miami Velvet. It's a good one. It's a good one. It's a good one. Because they're good looking people.
You cannot take a potty break. You have to hold it, girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We just had
What are we talking about?
We just had somebody try to get up and take a potty break. No, there's no potty breaking right now. Unless it's a subject that you don't know. Okay, so.
I don't know that one.
What are we talking about?
I've been to my first sex or swingers party. Sex party, I call it. It was it. But I understand what you're saying. You need to go to the... We're not on that coast. We're not on the...
Okay, we're going to go to one.
We're going
to
go. Okay, yeah. That's on our... We're
and I met somebody at one who tried to date me, and then I got chlamydia from him.
I got chlamydia from my first husband.
I got chlamydia from a guy from a swingers party. Marianne got chlamydia from her first husband. And Marianne Ginger got chlamydia from a guy she met at a sex party when she fucked him later.
No.
Hold on. Layla!
All right.
We're not talking about that.
And Ginger.
I got it. And I told him, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It was like no skin off his back.
What happens when you get chlamydia? And
I just got tested for it.
What happens to your vagina? It hurts.
It's just kind of like a little bit painful.
And it's a little icky.
How do you know you have it?
It hurts.
Does it get funky?
No, it fucking hurts.
It hurts?
Yes.
No, it didn't hurt me. It was just a...
Well, how did you know you had it? Tell me what the symptoms are.
Hold on a second. Let me think about this for a second. How did I have it?
This is hilarious. I never knew you guys had...
Yes! Chlamydia is super common. Chlamydia is super common, and when you're going around and fucking...
You gotta use condoms!
I don't think I used a condom with him when I started dating him, and then he told me... Yeah, well...
This isn't it. Yeah. I mean,
he was. He wanted to be my boyfriend whatever, but he wanted to have an open relationship.
Open. You can't do that with
open. Me. Because he would like to go to swingers and... What's happening?
Nothing's live, right?
No.
What's happening?
Okay. Let's see. So, I got it. Here's a question. Okay, now we're moving off of that one.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Go.
All right. Who's double booked?
Oh, two guys in one day?
Yeah.
Like when I was 20.
Who was it?
An old boyfriend and a whatever. But yeah, no, I've had
two in one day.
Yeah, I've had two in one day.
I've had three in one day.
You triple booked.
I triple booked. Ginger is a little slut.
Ginger. You guys haven't realized that. Ginger. Okay, Ginger's a bad girl.
Ginger's a bad girl.
Layla is double booked, but it's been a while.
I mean, I haven't triple booked. I haven't done that in a while. It's been a while.
Okay. What are your favorite sex toys?
A Smurf. So boring. I'm so boring.
You still have a Smurf?
No, I have a Smurf.
I have Papa Smurf.
Well, let's talk about Smurf. Papa Smurf. Is a big blue dildo.
I just need some simple vibrating on my clit, and then I'll
That's
like
all
come.
You need.
Yeah.
Well, then you could just get a tiny little bullet. Yeah.
You don't need
the penetration. You need the clit.
You know what though? Like my clitoris is like hypersensitive. I feel like I need like some doctor stuff. Like you guys, I feel like so many people have so much more fun than I do.
Sexually?
I don't think so. I think you have fun.
I think you're having fun. Are you feeling like you're?
It's hypersensitive. Like even when Skipper and I have sex, I'm like, don't get too, you know. Like, don't touch it too much. Like, it...
Oh.
Yeah, it's hypersensitive.
Oh.
You don't want him to touch it?
Yeah,
because,
oh,
my God.
Well, then what?
Touch it, rub it, lick it, suck it. Oh. I've always got...
No, it's, like, almost like... What? And my nipples, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him to do too much of it because it's too much. It makes you kind of, like, eek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much. Like, oh, it's making me kind of...
Yeah. How do you know that?
What about you?
I know.
Ginger.
No, I want the
ginger
stimulation.
Ginger does not
care. I know, me too. I want like stimulation.
I think I might want stimulation. Yeah. I think I might.
What's the kinkiest, like, what do you guys consider like the kinkiest thing you've ever done? Ginger's going to have some stories. Let's start with you, Marianne, because it might be low key. Go ahead.
Go. I can't think of it.
You can't think?
No.
Even a tub.
Do you want me to tell you the kinkiest?
Yes. That's what I asked. That's what I want. Okay. The kinkiest.
Many, many, many years ago, I had a guy that literally wanted to swallow my urine.
Oh, you've been peed on. Okay, you like
but,
too. The water sports, they call it.
Okay.
He wanted to
drink. Uh-huh. Drink the urine.
As you were peeing, as it was coming.
I had to like literally squat over
his mouth.
Him and your MP. In his mouth.
Yeah. Jesus. You are one kinky bitch.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. No,
Sherry knew it.
I know it. I know
fully, but that's what I had to do a long time ago. And yeah. I did it only one.
Mm-hmm.
I only did it with him one time.
Yeah.
It was not comfortable.
Yeah.
I wasn't comfortable.
You don't want
to
do that.
And when you are squatting over a guy's face and you have to urinate in his mouth.
It's hard to aim.
Well, not only that, but you have to be like, oh, God, I have to, like, urinate.
Yeah, right. And then you're having performance anxiety.
Yes. Yes. I was having...
Ginger. Ginger is running off the table. Ginger, we're going to talk about you because we... Marianne just left the table. She's got to pee. Okay, well,
That's
because you're talking so much about going pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was probably the kinkiest. If you're going to think about kinky, other than a champagne bottle going at me.
I've been fucked with
the champagne bottle.
Did that feel good?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah, we were
that
really...
That's too gentle.
We were really...
I mean, you have to be... Yeah.
We were really having like a threesome and I was kind of...
Okay.
It was a little bit different.
Now, you also said earlier something I picked up on. You said that you like being peed on. Is that right, Ginger?
Yes.
Ginger likes.
Okay, listen. Let's clarify this.
Well,
urine is super, super clean.
I know it's clean, but do you want to lick it and eat it?
No, stop.
I don't eat it, and I don't lick it. I've never eaten it.
Ladies,
you don't eat it.
Ladies.
And you don't swallow. You just let it, like, fall on you.
Okay.
Because it's really warm and hot and it's clean.
Before we get going on that, what I want to say is there's a lot of people that listen with a lot of different fetishes. There's a lot of fetishes and kinks out there. I have broadened my horizons. I mean, I never say never, although I could say I probably would, you know, there's certain things I probably maybe wouldn't do. However... People loved it. This is not uncommon. So, Marianne, it's not... This is what she's talking about. It's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ginger, please. You've got the floor. Go ahead. So, it's
what are we
clean.
Talking about?
We know that urine's clean, and someone was into that, and you were partaking in the...
What? Having urine?
Yeah.
All over me?
Water
in my mouth, in my face, all my tits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you in the shower when you did this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy now. So, you get in there, and you're making out or whatever, and maybe you shut the water off, and they have to go to they have an urge to urinate, and you just kind of let it seep from right here
down. Now, is this a fetish of yours?
I didn't think it was. I don't think it's a fetish. I think it's kind of maybe, yeah.
Because
it's a little bit of a dominating. So when we talk about being dominated...
Hello, Curious Girl Diaries podcast listeners. Hey, I need a big favor. I am getting ready to launch the Curious Girl Diaries private podcast. This will be a private membership-based podcast where I can get even more revealing with you guys. I'm looking for input on content creation. Basically, what do you guys want to hear? Here's your chance to come and co-create with me. There's two ways to do this. Either email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Please put private pod in the subject line or go to the website, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail. All co-creators will receive special access to the private podcast when it launches, which is very soon. So please don't wait. All right, now back to the show.
And being an alpha female and then being dominated by a male.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of a domination from a male.
Right.
Where it's like, I'm going to fucking...
He's marking his character. I own you.
Right. And it's not really... And you don't swallow, by the way. You let it just drip out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you let it drip out of your mouth and onto your breast. And they might want to do it on your breast and on your stomach. And maybe even around your
vagina.
And a lot of guys can't do it because they get kind of stage fright. And they can't urinate.
That makes sense.
They can't urinate because they're all, like, nervous.
Right.
I bet.
And it's only happened a couple times.
Okay. Where are you going there, Marianne?
I'm getting my lip gloss.
She can't.
I'm getting my lip gloss for the podcast? This isn't a video.
Getting my lip gloss.
Okay. You guys had... Okay. Oh, my God. We're getting... Okay. You had... did you have questions for me? I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Go ahead. Please, Marianne, ask away.
Do you ever get emotionally attached to these men?
Yes.
Oh. And what do you think...
To who are you most...
Oh, no. I won't...
No?
That's a rule. I don't talk about... I don't... Everyone... So it's very common for people to ask me who my favorite is, blah, blah, blah. And I don't get into that. However, if you read the blog, you know.
Could you see any of these men?
Yes, go ahead. There we go.
As your partner for the rest of your life. Could you
marriage see? Marriage potential?
Who gets married anymore? Really?
Well, you.
Well, I did because I had babies.
No. But, you didn't have babies and you loved you.
Could you see any of these guys for the rest of your life?
I might need to open up a bottle.
Probably.
Uh-uh. Expand. Expand, please.
Oh, you put me in the hot seat.
Expand. Probably. And why do you say probably? What is that one thing?
That feels really good on our lips.
I know.
Okay.
What's that one thing about them that you would say probably?
Oh, I got a good one. I got a good one.
Okay, hold on now. Okay, you guys are putting me in the hot seat. That's good. I like that. Okay.
You're going to be in the hot seat, fucker. Hot seat, fucker. Hot seat, fucker.
I'm in the hot seat. Okay.
Can you give me some more wine?
Okay. Ginger, can you open another bottle while I'm answering Marianne's question?
I didn't even listen to this.
Okay.
No, go get the water.
You can listen. Cheers. Here we go. Are we cheersing?
Yeah, because we're giving her a sip. Sip on. You need to drink your fucking shit.
I know.
You're driving.
You guys have... I've had this...
You're not even drinking.
I know. Hello. Because I have to keep my wits about Ginger. Me. I'm the interviewer. I'm the host of the show. Okay. Can I see myself with somebody? Is that what she said? Or what was the qualifying question?
Yeah, I'd love to see you with somebody.
Aww.
Oh, Marianne. Here in Gilligan's Island.
You want me to get married?
No.
No, not married. No.
Just
happily ever after.
You want me to have
happily ever after.
You want me to have happily?
We always want that for our friends.
Aww.
Because we not love...
Married. I don't want you to get married. I don't want you
to
get married.
No, just happily ever after. Someone that you can be like, let's go to fucking Cabo and let's all go together.
No, we live together. We do whatever.
We
but like,
all, it's all go together. And it make it a like a
not
union.
Okay. Just a happily ever after.
Yeah. Well, you mean somebody that you want to be in love?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to be in love. Mm-hmm. And you're asking me, do I think that I could be in love with one of these...
For the rest of your life. And we're not talking about the next 6 years. I'm talking about...
No, I'm a short term. Yeah. You want to say, like, can I see myself... This is the thing I was asking. Can I see myself holding hands with them on a park bench when I'm 85?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
She's asking if you... I don't think that's realistic.
No, it is.
Stay
focused. Okay. What's the question? You want to know if I could be in love with one of these guys. That's asking. Yes.
And maybe. In love, I mean forever. I mean like Skipper and I you know, met kind of late.
You weren't
life
expecting that. You weren't expecting
baby,
it.
We were never.
You weren't expecting it. And, you weren't expecting to be with Skipper.
You're buying sex toys and
right.
And you want to make him happy. Right. And you want to make him happy.
Yeah. So had Skipper and I not wanted babies, I never would want to get married. Right. Like, we got married because I wanted babies, and so that all worked out. But at this stage in life, I would have been very, very happy with somebody who I just wanted to do the same things in life with.
Yes.
You know? Like,
a partner.
And marriage would not have mattered.
Yeah.
You have babies. Little
right.
Baby
but
girls.
When you have babies, you're like, okay, so yeah. We gotta, yeah.
Yeah. That's so sweet. I think I just answered that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
I have a question.
Marianne,
you keep going.
Are you done? I know. I knew you guys would get like the end of it. Okay. All the stuff that I won't ask.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Ginger.
How long do you wait to have sex with these guys, or when do you know if you even want to have sex with them?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, how long do I wait?
Well, I want to know because I'm in the situation where I'm trying to decide if I want to have sex with somebody that I've been out with 3 times, and all he talks about is sex, and I don't know if I want him just for sex, or I don't know if I want him, I don't know if I want to just get...
Marianne, get your ass back
in
here. I know, but we're going to be done pretty soon.
So how do you determine how long you're going to wait? Or do you determine if you're going to wait? Or is it a by the moment? If you're going to have sex with them. Because I'm trying to put off this guy and I'm trying to play hard to get. And I want to fuck. I want to fuck the shit out of him. I want to fuck him so bad. All right,
hold on.
And I don't know if I want him for long term.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's the important part. That's the important part. Okay.
Okay.
So, as far as, you know, this whole, my whole little sexual road trip, because this is all about, for me, sex and exploring.
Yeah.
What, you know, no holds barred, just doing it. Whatever I want, whatever I feel in the moment, I act on.
Okay.
But it sounds like what we have here is 2 different scenarios. If you think you like this guy, so I would say, let me put on my old Layla shoes. And I always made the guy work for it. I still make the guys work for it because men are conquerors and they need to conquer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if they can't do that, they're really the wrong person for me anyway. That's number one. But number two is if you know, if the outcome from this that you just most desire is you want to have the mind-blowing, crazy, fun sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you want to act that out in any way you want, then you could do that on the first night. And certainly with, you know, many of these guys, I have and do and
right.
Make no bones about it.
Right.
I'm here to fuck.
Right.
So it really depends on, you know, which way you want that to go. Now, surprisingly, though, I'm going to expand on that a little bit. So it doesn't always kill. It's not always a killer, like, of where it could potentially go.
No, because you don't know.
Yeah. If you just, but again, like, if you,
but
if you want to be
sexual. We're sexual
beings.
We're very
sexual
beings. Yeah.
And you feel like you're ready to go, then just do it. But you kind of have to know that you do run the risk of them maybe just kind of
being
doing
like
a regular guy thing.
Now, right.
Now, but I can tell you that for me that doesn't happen because these guys know what I'm there for and then they want to kind of continue doing that. And then it's like we put it in reverse.
Yeah.
We do the sex first and then things
everything
are building kind of from there. It's been interesting that way.
Yeah.
And very interesting that way.
Yeah.
Because when you're in control as a sexual female, and you're just
yes.
like, I'm here to fuck, and I don't make any bones about it.
Yeah.
They don't,
I don't
really know.
Really...
The truth is, they don't know. They don't get that a lot. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, wait a minute. Hey. It's different. It really kind of is.
Yeah.
So
I get that.
That's, did I answer that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that fucking question is.
Can you read your own writing?
I can't find since.
I don't know what that says.
I don't either. I'm trying to
Let
read
see
it.
See if I can read what you wrote.
I don't think so. I don't think you can read it. I think it's more that how do you know when you're going to, like, because.
Yeah.
It, and when you've come out of a relationship.
I think.
And
you're
then
coming
you go,
out of
a, I'm coming out
you're
of
You're coming
one.
Out of a relationship. Get Marianne back in here. Come on. Yeah. You my relationship. And yeah. Therefore...
And I don't want another one. I want to just have some...
What you have to do is, if you want to go out and play and have fun, go out and play and have fun.
Yeah.
And don't any expectation of,
right.
That's your time. That's all about you.
Right.
And, you know, just...
I think so.
Do what you want to do, and then... There right. You go. And then you'll decide from there. Do you have another question? Or are you done?
Ask another question.
Are you done? Oh, wait. Is everybody done? Wait.
No, I'm not done. I just have to go to the bathroom.
Wait. Well, we can't. We need to stop. We're in 45 minutes now. All right. So you're either going to ask it or we're just... It's okay. We can be done.
Yeah, I just have to go to the bathroom.
I think we're done.
I know. I mean, I think this has been really amazing.
You guys are fun. Here, let's cheers. We got to cheers.
Okay.
One more time. We're going to end the podcast. Right.
All right.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks,
you guys. Ginger.
We have a lot more to talk about.
Yes, but you know, this one since high school.
Marianne.
And you in my 20s.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
But I got married and I've been doing shit and we've reconnected here and there.
Yeah, I know. A
lot. And my ex-husband.
Okay, we won't talk about that. There we go. All right, on that note, thank you guys. Everybody, thank you for listening. Questions or comments, you know what to do. You're getting kisses from Marianne and Ginger, and hopefully you enjoyed that. All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.